Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The lingering impact of COVID-19 on working relationships continues, along with shifts in societal trends, both of which have implications for how leaders engage with their team members. The Accenture Life Trends 2024 report highlights these shifts in life paths, noting, on individual and societal levels, people are rethinking the features or milestones of life and crafting different paths. These changes require leaders to step up, do more, and be more. So, embrace confident vulnerability. The image of a strong leader still holds sway, and employees want their leader to inspire confidence. But there's a difference between confidence and hubris. A confident leader is willing to be vulnerable. As Brené Brown defines in her book, Dare to Lead, vulnerability is the emotion we experience during times of uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. Vulnerable leaders admit what they don't know, ask for help, and listen to feedback. They do what is hard while creating a work environment where team members feel confident to be themselves. Don't confuse vulnerability with disclosure. Effective leaders share personal experiences while maintaining appropriate and safe boundaries. Next, promote balanced autonomy. While it might seem counterintuitive, giving team members more autonomy can lead to greater engagement. Leaders foster a sense of responsibility and commitment in their team by empowering individuals to make decisions and take ownership of their work. Researchers Victoria Boss and colleagues found that in offering autonomy, there is a balance in how much to offer. In their research, teams had autonomy over the project idea, who to work with, and both or no autonomy. The positive impact of selecting the project idea was more substantial than the effect of choosing team members. However, those gains disappeared when the participants had autonomy over both elements. The researchers concluded the teams that were given some autonomy significantly outperformed both those with full autonomy and those with no autonomy. You want to set the goal, determine the standard, be balanced, and know where the approach is flexible. Also, encourage healthy dissent. Dissent raises concerns that it can be destructive. However, constructive disagreement leads to better decision-making and innovation in teams. The University of Virginia professor Kristen Beffar and colleagues discovered that when conflict in teams becomes personal, the team is less productive. However, when the issues of contention focus on priorities and goals, for example, this disagreement can lead to better outcomes. You want to create a safe and accountable space for different ideas and opinions and promote respectful debate. And rather than focusing solely on business outcomes, prioritize your team members' personal growth and development. When you invest in training and development opportunities, you actively demonstrate that your team matters to you. Remember, appreciate individual differences. Servant leaders prioritize their team members' individual needs and interests and reorient concern for themselves toward concern for others. By focusing on the needs of team members at an individual level, you recognize that each team member is unique and how best to work with them can differ. Consequently, as a leader, you focus on collective and individual needs to secure optimal outcomes. And refresh dynamics regularly. A team is a group, which means all the rules around group dynamics and how groups function play a role. Teams will often spend time working out and agreeing on their ways of working. They might agree on a value system or team charter. However, once it's completed at the annual team day, it is cemented in place. This approach fails to appreciate that the team's dynamics shift every time someone leaves or enters the team. Consequently, every time there is a change, you need to reassess your team's dynamics and discuss and agree on the principles of how to work together. Yes, this takes time, but it's the most effective way of ensuring buy-in and agreeing on how to engage and work together. You want everyone working from the same base of understanding so they know the standard and can hold each other to account.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.